Put your forearms up and pretend they're meat. They're meat. And now put your forearms up and pretend they're a perfect speed bag hanging in a Russian sign.
Never pretend they're Mr. T's face.
Can't pretend it's a staircase.
That's easy.
Not pretend. All those other ones are difficult.
Machine gun. Rocky Five? Anybody?
Oh God.
More and more.
Oh, yeah. This huge brawl on the street.
Yeah.
John McHenry, you've gone too far.
Hey, now.
Oh, Rocky Four is okay.
Why don't you guys? Well, maybe you guys should arm wrestle.
I watched the first 10 minutes, and he like loses everything, so he goes back to live on the street or whatever.
Yeah, and he's got like brain.
He's like brain cancer. His wife has to go back working at the fucking power store.
Yeah, turtle name Adrian.
Yeah, I really fucked up bad this time, Adrian. I'd be real bad.
Turtle. I just felt the presence.
My brain hurts.
Yeah. Tom went to that one even though it was my birthday and I didn't go. I let him go.
He went especially because it was your birthday.
That till the end of time.
So what, Rocky Five?
I saw Rocky Five on his birthday.
It was on video, but still. Could have paused it.
It was playing on TBS. They had back-to-back marathon. All day, all Rocky.
Oh, God.
I'm so lonely.
Rocky 5.
Rocky 5, baby.
Sorry, bitch.
Tommy the machine gun. Fight him in the street.
Choose another word, please.
Horror? So Sarah and I know these people that are in Chicago that go to school with us because our college is a low residency MFA program.
Blah, blah,
so
don't explain it.
Yeah, it's
No, so I'm fucking this college in the ass.
Yeah,
it's boring. Get to the funny part.
The funny part is that we know this other couple that went and they had us over for a poker night with some other friends and they were asking me how my like semester supervisor is, like my professor for the semester, because she seems really like cold and standoffish. And they're like, she seemed like she was really like, ugh. And I was like, oh yeah, she had like the cold bitch face on. And the guy who's like the guy of the relationship is like, excuse me, choose another word.
Oh.
Because they don't say bitch in that
game.
She was all sour and cunty.
Oh, that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
It was
this woman, like, refuses to use the word bitch. And, like, so she and her friend that were there, like, have this thing where they, like, fuck around and sing and, like, record songs or whatever.
They bitch around.
Yeah.
Were they cunt and they...
Well, these bitches, they bitch around.
Yeah.
They thought it was going to be funny to do, like, an ironic cover of It's Hard Out There for a Pimp.
Yeah.
So they're like, doing this for, like, 10 minutes, like, singing it, you know, which is already, like, totally annoying for everybody else in the room.
Because we're playing poker at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, and then, but she's like... And they're trying to, like, remember the words. And
yeah.
The girl was like, oh, it's a whole lot of bitches jumping ship. And she's like, oh, no, I can't sing this song. I can't say that word. I can't
We're through.
It's done
now. Well, forget this.
What's so annoying about it is that, like, their preferred, like, insult of choice that they use for everything all the time is douche or douchebag.
What?
Like, so you can't say bitch, but you can say douchebag, which is even more, like, sexually loaded.
Well, yeah.
And, like, misogynist.
Yeah.
And, like, just totally, I hate vagina. Like, that's cool, but bitch isn't cool.
Yeah.
Just, like, makes me so mad. And that, like...
What a street
it's
hooker.
It's one thing if you have, like, an internal, like, words you can't say, you know,
what
like, I don't drop the C-bomb, but if other people do, I'm not going to stop them from doing it. But you're going to tell guests in your home, like, choose another word, like, in the middle of their story?
I thought it was a contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, his best guy friend was there, who was, like, totally just, like, guy who's, like, pretty... And he, like... I said bitch, and you saw his face go,
oh, no.
Like, oh, no.
Because
he thought we were, like, Tom clearly thought we were all just boys. We were all boys, we were hanging, we were just, like, throwing, oh, yeah, bitch is this, and no. Like, Tom made the same mistake I made, like, 1,000 times before tonight. Before she somehow, like, beat him down, and then also all of his guy friends.
Tom, I'm really uncomfortable with this story.
If we could choose...
Please choose another story.
Well, another story about...
Choose your own adventure.
Please.
Oh, wait,
we said something about...
Are we
about
supposed to reclaim our manhood at this point?
You guys can all reclaim my manhood
if
you like.
If you could beat a drum,
butter,
with your
ticket for the manhood check?
Yeah.
At the club?
Yeah,
What is your other story about?
Oh, just that we were saying something about having TiVo, and they're like, oh my god, what is it like having TiVo? We don't even have cable. You know, we don't have cable at all. Like, we just have a TV, we watch DVDs, blah, blah. She says something about TiVo, and then like 5 minutes later, we're talking about movies, and Tom says something about our Netflix queue. And this woman seriously, like, busts a nut. She's like, you have Netflix and TiVo? You guys are so American. What does that mean?
You guys enjoy freedom.
Yeah.
Boy.
You spend money on things
you guys,
like.
You guys sure do contribute to that service economy.
I just like...
Fucking capitalist.
Yeah.
I bet you like baseball.
If only Jeff Skinner was here, he would understand.
Yeah.
This is a secondary, maybe even a tertiary thing
like
about them. They have, a series of pet names for each other and like little pet skits they act out and they do it in front of
Bitchy one of them?
No, Bitchy Bitch!
Man.
I'm Humpty McCump in life! Boop 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 boop! No, but they have a series of like pet names for each other and like little pet skits they act out and like...
And they have no sense of how completely just like it's not something like...
You're my baby dancer. You baby dancer. You're baby dancer. And all they do when you meet them, they're like, you know Lucy? Yeah, Lucy's my wife. Lucy's my wife. She's the baby dancer. I'm a baby dancer. And like, so that was annoying out at college.
Like, even when they're not together, they talk about each other in these voices.
But then we meet them. We go and meet
just
them in Chicago.
They ask, yeah.
And they're like, oh hey, did you guys know my wife and I? She's my baby dinosaur. Check it out. And he pulls up this dinosaur stuffed animal. And he's like, this is our dinosaur for a baby dinosaur. It's our baby dinosaur.
We totally use this in bed.
We have sex with this baby dinosaur.
I stick my penis in this part.
And then they... So, okay, that's a little weird, a little annoying, whatever. But then they also have... Niffler! This is Niffler! Niffler is my hand!
Niffler isn't anywhere half as annoying.
Niffler is a little annoying.
Niffler sounds like...
I'm annoyed.
Niffler sounds interesting.
But then there's also baby Niffler. Oh, what's baby Niffler got to say? And then...
Queef.
Nibbler.
But then there's also when they have music on, like, they'd be like, oh, oh.
I can't believe we're telling
someone. Sea Monster likes this song.
And the Sea Monster makes
what the fuck?
And they will, like, the room is full of people, and they like, the, and it's like, it's their thing when they feel that there's, like, attention being paid to people who aren't one of them.
Yeah.
And like, then they start doing this, and it goes like this. And they'll go on for like 10 minutes.
Oh my god.
When you go back and you
how
see
have I never
people
heard
again,
this story?
Like
amazing.
Put a plastic bag over their head.
We all have to show up.
Show up.
Show up. Show up.
Show up. Show
it'll be funny too, because it's like, it's, you know, Sarah's sitting there and they're like, oh, well, how come you know, what, that packet was delayed? Like, oh, yeah, you know, my dad had heart surgery, and they're like, oh, baby, Sea Monster's got to make a noise. Look over here at the Sea Monster.
Like, you could
don't
be having a serious conversation.
For Christ's sake, don't talk about the heart surgery.
Why does the Sea Monster's nipples flap around like that?
He's never seen a nipple.
Let's ask the ocean expert here.
That can't be possible.
These are real people.
No, and they're several years older than us. They're like 32 and like 29 or something.
Yeah. That's old.
Like experimenting
and they don't.
That's old to be acting like
old
a 10.
Dolphins.
And they can't figure out. They can't figure out why we both work full time jobs.
Yeah, like, why would you bother doing that?
They're like, well, we were 6 months out of the year at Artist Colonies, and then that the rest 6 months we work on our writing.
That's
how dare you?
That
how
sounds
dare
pretty
you
good.
Full time writing.
That sounds pretty good.
Full time job.
Yeah, it's not
yeah,
good, but don't fucking
up.
Shit all over. Like, I hate
really,
my job.
Really
so, like,
job.
Don't make me feel worse.
Why
the
do you,
that I
why do, you do that? You shouldn't do it.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Stop
yeah,
listening to Sarah. Hey, Sea Monster, over here.
Yeah.
These are real people.
So
and they live in
Tuesday night, right?
Poker? Damn near rectum.
Again, Brian.
Oh.
We don't say poker in this
we
household.
In this house, we call it the Gamblo game.
The
Gambolos?
And they play, like, the most polite poker I've maybe ever played, where, like, no one raises them.
Okay.
Whoa. I bet 10. Well,
so
I'll also bet 10. I'll bet 10 as well. I believe I'll fold, because I wasn't enjoying this hand. Like,
The other thing is, like, so let's say, like, people your age. I'm a baby dinosaur!
I'm a baby sea monster!
Big baby Niffler!
Big Niffler.
The Big Niffler?
Yeah,
big Niffler. Choose another gesture. In this house, we don't give blowjobs.
Oh, God. Wait. Maybe that's the problem.
Definitely.
In this house, do we do anything that...
Oh, God.
What? She puts on a strap on him and nails with the ass. We're a pegging family.
Like, we knew it was going to be with weird, the like, the second we got there. Yeah, somebody calls in and says, like, oh, we do the poker lady, night on lady. Saturday. Do you want to come over for poker? Like,
poker?
You have expectations for how that's going to be. So we walk in, and they're like, would you like some tea? We don't really drink beer.
Don't, not really. We put it in our mouths, and then we spit it out.
We don't really drink beer.
Yeah, like...
We both have drinking problems.
Like, we don't really drink.
If you don't offer me a beer, I'm not going to ask for one, but, like, tell me straight up, like,
obviously,
we don't
I assume you want one.
Hello, Tom and Sarah. Please don't ask for beer. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Please don't ask for beer.
American.
Here's our baby dinosaur.
Hi,
welcome to my house. I'm not going to give you any crack cocaine. Thanks for coming out anyway.
We're not going to be riding the horse tonight.
By the way, we aren't into wife swapping, so if that's what you came over for, I'm afraid it's not going to happen.
We'll do that on alternate.
Baby Nippler's got busy hands.
Hello, you degenerate scum. Please sit on those chairs with the plastic covering. Don't touch anything.
Don't excrete anything. Well,
excuse me, baby dinosaur. That one used the B word.
Put him in the timeout chair.
Baby dinosaur.
So, Brian.
Fukushima.
If
so
you
variety.
Could, if you could go back in time and make out with yourself, would you do it?
Fucking right. I'd go further than that. I'd fuck myself.
I would too, and not many people would.
Of course they would.
Have you read the astronaut? No, not the astronaut. The time traveler's wife.
No, I have not read it. It was the Today Show book.
Because they infected Jess's issue in the movie.
Yeah? What happened? I heard they were going to make a movie of it with...
No, in the book. Sorry. In the book, yes.
Yes.
This issue does, in fact, arise.
I think it's an important issue.
It
would my past self be attracted to my present self?
Of course it would. It's the same guy.
Yeah.
I mean, but how?
I mean, you know you're a good-looking dude.
Talking about? Because
you would do it because...
No, like a recent past.
You would do it because at the time you promised yourself, yeah, I would do it. You're like, well, he's a bit older, but I said I would do it, and I got to go through with it.
No, like a year or two ago, I think I might be disappointed.
Like, I wouldn't go...
Has he been last very long?
I wouldn't make out with, like, high school me with, like, braces and shit. Like,
yeah.
Gross.
Ugly.
Oh, I don't care. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, but, like, high school me who would have been just a mass of hormones and horniness looking for an outlet, I would totally say...
Take advantage of.
Come.
I think go younger me or less
but
body
see,
hair.
My other idea is that if I could go back in time to, like, when I was all young and unpopular and, like, teach myself things... So, like, all the boys would like me.
But
you know, maybe
that
I could do
that.
But
you'd have to seduce yourself because you'd probably be a little hesitant?
No, not at all.
No, because I'd be
me.
You'd
have to seduce yourself and get yourself to seduce other people.
No.
No, what I would do is probably I would take myself back in the time machine, my former self, and we can go collect a whole bunch more, and then we fucking have a big daisy chain.
Go back a day.
Have a circle
take
jerk.
A fucking
fucking
go back
all
another
the big
way around, like a
full
circle of butt fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the one, like, right before,
impressive.
Like, the Brian right before he's dying, jerking up, like, the Brian.
Well, no, I mean, they could be all within, like, hours of each, or minutes of each other. Really. I don't care. I don't want a fucking old guy.
Right.
If I can avoid it.
But you wouldn't have to. You don't have to fuck
the
person, like,
from
a minute or an hour older and younger than
that. That's right.
Brian Aroni.
It's just that, like... That 10-month-old Brian and that 90-year-old Brian.
Whatever, man. It's all fair game. It's not like it's illegal.
It's yourself.
Yeah, right.
It's just masturbation.
It's not
really.
Wrong or anything.
Except better.
Yeah. But
I am always astounded when people say that they wouldn't do it. Like,
how could
you
not?
Yeah.
It would be, like, better because you'd be like...
And also, have you seen
me? I
know we
kind of suck, but...
How could I not, fuck
myself?
Who
cares? It's us. It's just between me and me.
Who's going to know? No.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a secret between you and yourself.
Whatever.
And I.
Yeah.
Because I want you to...
So would it be, like, awkward when you run into yourself in, like, elevators and stuff?
I'd record it, maybe.
I think about I might not want to do it with, like, me in high school, because, like, gross, but me in high school would totally want to fuck me now, so maybe I would, you know?
Because me in high school...
It'd be like an ego booster of fucking yourself?
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be pity fucking, it would be like...
Man, she really wants to fuck me, so
it would be like, me in high school wants me so bad. That's kind of turning.
No,
me
but it would be like a confidence booster. It would be like
for you or for former you.
Former me. Oh. It would be like
ego masturbation.
No, yeah. But for you now too, because you'd be like, wow, me.
I'm just saying. I think it would be a very emotionally healthy thing to do. My therapist agrees. There's no reason not to do it. My high school guidance counselor said it was okay.
I've been working on the time machine.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, are we going to sit around talking about this, or are we going to go do it, you guys?
Okay, grab that keyboard over there. Oh, no, it's broken.
Are we going to really go back in time, or are we just going to talk about it?
Let's go back in time and make out with each other.
I'm going to need another... if we're going back in time...
Sarah,
I'm
want nine-year-old you.
I call Xander when he's 80.
Nine-year-old Sarah.
At some point in the distant future,
you're gonna go there
to make out.
You show up and you see 80-year-old him, and 80-year-old him's already making out with 9-year-old you. You're like, oh fuck!
Damn me from the past.
You're 9-year-old self.
Damn me from the future past, deciding that was somehow okay. Sure, whatever. Then
jokes about dialogues with future and past selves get me every time.
Well, that's why it wouldn't be a dialogue; it'd just be straight sex.
Yeah.
It'd be like, hey.
James, no,
hey.
No.
How you doing?
You don't even have to say anything. You just start fucking.
No words exchanged.
Yeah,
because you would appear in space.
Because you already know
your own asshole.
If you want
to. Yeah, basically.
You don't have to ask.
Pretty sure that's how it would work.
There's no consent.
Yeah, would you?
Okay, you didn't say. Would you do?
What if automatically when you went back in time, you were instantly fucking yourself in the ass?
I would even clone myself.
No matter what, you're like boink, and then like
that's the question.
There you are.
Cloning or time traveling?
You're like, oh shit!
I'm actually considering
your only options are never time traveling.
Like if I had a clone of myself, perhaps I would kill it.
Erect penis in your past.
Interesting.
And what if it was a
dating
penis?
But then you get Matt Tyler.
Infinite.
This was covered.
Infinite.
And you appeared whenever there, right?
It would only be Matt Tyler just
I have lost that thread.
Locked.
If we're going back in time, I might need to have a beer in both hands. I mean, I don't want to be...
You could go way back in time and get some fucking Molson Canadian in a study bottle.
You could get the True Beast.
I'd be like,
and Ed would be happy.
Dude, I'm shoving these up my ass.
Stubbies
up the ass is kind of nice. Cause like,
you can teach your past self how to drink stubbies out of your ass.
Oh, man.
That's probably the greatest thing I heard all night.
Past self, now that I fucked you up the ass, do you want to
drink
beer?
Out of it?
Yeah, see, my past self wouldn't consent is the problem. Like, if I was
I'm
in
not
high
even
school
talking.
Past,
are you gay?
Like, when you go to a week ago, like when I say time travel, that's just because I think that's more probable than cloning.
Like, say you agree with it now, and then in a week,
you'll
go back.
You'll go back now.
Like, yeah, because you remember, like, I remember the time when I didn't think that was cool, but I also remember the time when I did think that was cool, so...
Personally, I would hop back a few days and fuck myself while I was in the van. Oh,
what are you doing over there? Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm fucking himself
again. Dude, the fuck is clone? Might as well. No, it's not a clone, it's for the future of God! We would kill your future self just for fun.
Tom, are you going to hold forth on this topic at all?
No.
Hold...
Would you give us your opinion?
I can't see his hands.
Bad about it.
In the past, he said that he wouldn't do it.
He's plenty
really?
94-7.
I'm not going to hold for it.
I mean,
7-24.
My doppelganger.
What are you talking
about? My doppelganger.
24-7?
No.
Doppelganger.
It's the Mario! I'm here to kiss you!
Oh, Mario's going to have an ejaculation!
What's going on?
Fireflowers!
Fire.
I
don't
think
we're
getting a little bit too much
into
their
lives.
Mario
hands.
Whoa! They're not hands.
They're gloves. They're just me.
They're wetting Mario gloves.
It's getting a little steamy in here.
Time to put the piranha plant in the two of the old pipes.
Fucking gross. Ew. Gross.
It's a whoopee zone.
swooping around to do a chicken lesson.
Looks like somebody needs to get a mushroom.
Sorry, but just making these things.
Trying to solve the origin. Trying to see of time. Trying to solve the origin.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Ooh, again,
I'm dry like a... Never mind.
Like a spinster's cooch.
There we go.
That's right.
He went there.
That's our Brian.
Yeah!
Fry.
There we go again.
That's our brain.